It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It is time for What's for Breakfast, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen table. We actually get to see them at their kitchen table and ask them what's for breakfast. From Meadowlands, the mayor of Meadowlands joins us now. Betsy,
we need to see.
Unmute, yeah, Betsy. There she goes.
I wonder if we need to stand.
There we go.
Yeah, let's stand. Let's stand for. Hello, Mayor. Yeah,
good morning.
Yeah, we got to stand.
Yeah, it's a hat day.
We're standing for the mayor.
Oh, hell. Please be seated.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, John, you look lovely in your hat. And Heidi, yes, you do look lovely
this morning. Thank you very much. So, have you had your breakfast yet?
Nope. Not a thing. But we will be having our breakfast. Oh, I should have sent you a picture. Because I took a picture for the specific. So, Megan makes homemade bagels. And they were there for our viewing pleasure last night, all ready to go. So,
wow. We
will have, Asiago and everything bagels. And then two plain ones for the kids. But, and then we have lox and bagels and then we're going to graze all day. That's what we're going to do.
Did you describe the bagel as Asiago
cheese?
Okay, break it down.
John,
it's
Asiago cheese.
Asiago is like a blue,
it's like a Parmesan.
A Parmesan, yeah. But a little bit stronger.
Okay. And it was only for your viewing pleasure last night? Couldn't you like steal one or when no one was looking?
No, because it's a lot of work to make bagels, so... There's no bagel. There's so much other stuff that we were eating last night too. So
our bagels are not baked; they're boiled.
They are boiled.
What?
And then I think they're baked. Yeah. Then they're boiled first, and then they're baked. Yes.
But
what we will do is we will cut them, and then butter them, and then put them under the broiler, and then we'll have, of course, the loads of cream cheese and the lox.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute now. What does boiling do?
I'm not quite sure. It makes them that texture that they are. Megan would be the person to be asking this, honestly. But
what do you boil it in?
Water.
Oh, okay.
Probably salted water.
Okay.
I mean, you probably could boil it in anything you wanted, I guess.
Sure. So you're saying you haven't even had a beverage yourself?
Oh no, I just literally just brushed my teeth like 5 minutes ago, and I'm like, I better get cracking. I listened to Julie.
Did you correct her at all?
Had to call her and tell her about all the lies that she told.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I love there's always a backstory going on. We're talking to the sister of the mom of pop culture. And when you hear, this is just a little fun game to play at home. When you hear it kind of buzzes when we talk to Julie, it's because her sister or her daughter are correcting her on what she got wrong.
It's totally true. It's so true. But then she doesn't pay attention, so then I'll text you and tell you.
Right.
Please tell her this. But
so did you listen? Did you? How did you fare on the Christmas Carol quiz?
I was at because I was laying in bed listening. I'm like, not a clue. It's out loud. Yeah. I was saying that, not a clue. I did get Bob Cratchit and of course Ebenezer Scrooge. And when you said that his first name was Jacob, then I'm like, oh yeah, Jacob Marley. And then I couldn't remember anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not my favorite one.
Yeah, me either.
Did you open presents yet? I can't remember what Julie said or what's going on.
No, we had the kids opened one last night from me. It was a same little stuffed animal from their show that they love, Gravity Falls. So I got them that, and I said, well, let's just that way they could take them to bed. And so then they went up, and Megan and her husband brought the kids up, and they read. Was the night before Christmas, because they read a book every night, and then we played cribbage.
Oh, nice. Do you have stockings of joy hanging somewhere?
No, well, there's no hanging here. but and I only have one son, and of course I didn't bring all my Christmas stuff out this year because he moved out. So I bought myself a little living Christmas tree and did not bring down all my Christmas decorations. I have some lights up outside and some, and could not find his twin stocking because that's what he always had. He used to have a Charger stocking, but I don't know what happened to that. So I went the other night and looked for the twin stocking, could not find it. There is a backup that is very generic and it's brown and red from, I don't know, from probably about 15 years ago. So anyway, but he's asleep on the couch right now. So yeah, he moved out, John. That little left-handed guy that you threw the football to is out of the house now.
Was that emotional?
Yeah. It's been Austin and me for like 25 years. So yeah, we won't talk about that right now, but he's here today.
Yeah, we don't want any crying right now.
No.
Make two crabs cry, right?
It's not hard to do. Trust me on this. what have you had for breakfast?
I've had a bowl of Life cereal and two English muffin pieces of toast, slathered in butter and raspberry jelly.
Seems like
that's a lot for before you got on the air.
Yeah, it's a habit. It's a lot.
But we got some ginger cookies dropped off, and I had one of those with my coffee this morning. So
nice. It's
kind of nice. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So we love going. Oh, you know, we none of us go anywhere. We are all our bubble. We are our bubble. So I want to point that out that we're not being careless. You never know if you could get it at a gas station or at the grocery store. That's probably what happened. We figured that's what happened to Chappie. Probably, you know, you never know.
He's doing better, right?
Actually back to work. Well, here's a little fun fact too, that his boss had told him that he couldn't go back to work until he had a negative test. So he went, and the nurse kind of yelled at him and said, "Doesn't your boss pay attention to the CDC? You can test positive for up to 3 months or more if you have underlying conditions." She said, "This test is going to come back positive, even though you're not infectious anymore." And so as long as he doesn't have any symptoms, he went back to work, but he was pretty sick. He did not have to go to the hospital, thank goodness. But you know, it's just, so you, even though we're practicing safely and doing what we need to do and not going anywhere and, you know, safe distancing, washing our hands, wearing a mask, you just never know. Mm-hmm. But way to bring it down, Betsy.
Yeah.
yeah. So there you go. I don't know what else to say here. Well, I'm hungry. I'm looking forward to bagels is what I am.
We miss you as a volunteer, especially during the green cheese on fundraisers where you come in and answer the phones all the time.
Yep, I miss that too.
Because Betsy gets the speed that needs to happen, right? Betsy's a fast answer, get the information.
Oh my God, she's a professional.
Right, right.
Well, because it's funny when somebody, like when Jennifer has been there with me, and she said, "It's so weird, the phone is ringing, we can't answer it." But that's like, I know that, okay, now's when we answer the phone because they're stopping right now. Because when the phone rings during a fundraiser, you want to answer it because you're open. But during green cheese, it's a whole different program.
It is. Yes, it is.
Anyway, yeah, I miss being there too. Miss seeing your faces, and it will happen again.
It will happen again. So why are you a member?
Because I think I've told this story before. The first time I heard KXC is when I got here 18 years ago, a little over 18 years ago, and I went into Julie's bathroom and turned the light on, and the radio came on, and there it was. And then she pointed out, well, and then she, of course, I knew that she was part of this radio station before I got here, but then I listened, and she's like, "And here's Phenology," and I've been listening to Phenology ever since, and I've been listening to you guys ever since, and it's brought me, it's a sense of community. I again, it's early, no food, so I may get choked up. It is. You guys have been the light for me through this. I think I've listened more during the day when I probably shouldn't be, when I'm working, having it on in the background just to have it there because it's that familiar thing. Even though I've worked from home for almost 3 years, it's still different. So I'm just, you are the light and the lifeline for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you. Heidi, we've accomplished it. Not that we set out to accomplishment, but we have had two sisters crying on me.
And trust me, If Barb was listening, oh, she'd be crying too.
Yeah. So. And Megan, well, Megan is either crying or annoyed by the both of you.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah, yep. I understand that.
Right.
You get a parting gift, Betsy, as you well know, from Homestead Mills Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered to you.
You guys save that for the next person. Thank you.
Thanks for being a member. Thanks for everything you do. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you. And have yourself a merry little Christmas night. Because we made friends, strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends.